President. Last Wednesday, April 11th, terrorists exploded two bombs in Algiers, Algeria, killing 33 people and wounding over 200. The terrorist organization Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb took credit for the attacks, which targeted the Algerian Prime Minister's office and a police station. The attack occurred one day after three would-be suicide bombers blew themselves up in Casablanca, Morocco, killing a police officer in the process. A fourth individual was shot before he could detonate his bomb. It was also preceded, Mr. President, by only 3 days, attacks by two more would-be suicide bombers in Casablanca, Morocco, this time outside the American Consulate and the American Language Center. The consulate subsequently closed. Mr. President, while a link between the Algeria bombings and the terrorists in Morocco has not yet been established, the confluence of these events demonstrates an increasingly deadly and dangerous situation in North Africa for the region and for the United States and for our friends and our allies. The bombing should also remind us of the need, Mr. President, to be more globally focused in the fight against Al-Qaeda and its affiliates, which must be our national security priority. Yet the administration, fixated on Iraq, remains narrow-minded in its focus and seemingly almost indifferent to last week's attacks in North Africa. Until last fall, Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb was known as the Salafist Group for Preaching and Combat, or GSPC. It has been described by the State Department as a regional terrorist organization which recruits and operates in Algeria, Morocco, Nigeria, Mauritania, and Tunisia, as well as in Europe. In 2005, the GSPC killed 15 people at a military outpost in Mauritania. Police in France, Italy, and Spain have arrested individuals suspected of providing support to the organization. GSPC has also called France public enemy number one. A French counterterrorism magistrate has described GSPC as the biggest terrorist threat facing his country today. Mr. President, last year, Al-Qaeda leadership announced its formal ties to the GSPC, raising concerns about the extension of Al-Qaeda's deadly reach. In testimony to the Senate Intelligence Committee this February, FBI Director Mueller warned of the possible consequences of this alliance, including to the United States. According to Mueller's testimony, quote, Al-Qaeda has made efforts to align itself with established regional terrorist groups such as the GSPC that may expand the scope of the threat to the homeland, unquote. Now, Mr. President, despite this clear threat, our nation barely took notice of the attacks last week. The State Department issued a brief statement. The White House said virtually nothing or nothing. Vice President Cheney mentioned them during a radio interview on Friday and again on Sunday, but only in passing, and as a part of his repeated efforts to try to link 9/11 to the war in Iraq and to support an endless and disastrous war that is emboldening the members of Al-Qaeda and other terrorist organizations. Let me read exactly what the Vice President said. Quote, we had, just this week, there were attacks in Algeria and Morocco by Al-Qaeda, bombings that were aimed at killing innocent civilians. It's a global conflict by anybody's measure. And it is clearly against some of the world's worst offenders, and Iraq is very much a part of that. It is right now the central front on that global conflict, unquote. Well, Mr. President, amazingly, the only comments by the White House on these horrific attacks in North Africa was to insist that a terrorist attack in Algeria somehow proved that Iraq, more than 2,000 miles away, is the central front in the war on terrorism. The Vice President's assertions are not just factually wrong. They are offensive to the people murdered in Algeria last week, as well as their families and all those working hard to capture these terrorists. It's also indicative of everything that is wrong with this administration's national security policies. We should be redirecting our attention and resources to combating the threat posed by Al-Qaeda and its affiliates, wherever they may be. As we all know, this is not a conventional war. It requires better intelligence, better cooperation with friends and allies, stronger regional institutions, and diplomatic and economic policies designed to deny terrorists safe havens. It is not easy. And I have enormous respect for the men and women in our intelligence community, diplomatic corps, military, and other elements of our government who are working hard to protect us from this threat. We should provide them our full support, not only in terms of resources, but also, Mr. President, with an effective global counterterrorism strategy, rather than the current myopic and misguided focus on Iraq. First, we must improve our intelligence with regard to threats in Africa. The intelligence authorization bill that we were considering in the Senate earlier this week includes an amendment I offered with Senator Rockefeller calling for more intelligence resources to be directed to Africa. If we are to protect our national interests on the continent, we must commit ourselves to understanding not only the terrorist organizations that operate there, but regional conflicts, corruption, poor governance, endemic poverty, and the historic marginalization that has allowed terrorists and other threats to fester. Second, we must expand and strengthen our diplomatic and foreign assistance activities in the continent. Our presence in far-flung parts of Africa, whether it be a new consulate or outpost or an expanded USAID development or public health program, exposes local populations to our nation, linking us to parts of the world which, as we know, we can no longer afford to ignore. We need to help build strong government institutions that respect human rights and an equally vibrant civil society, and also strengthen the relationship between the two. Third, we need military policies that place counterterrorism in the context of a larger, more comprehensive strategy. Policies such as the Trans-Sahara Counterterrorism Initiative are important, particularly improving the capacities of local governments. But unless, Mr. President, they are part of a bilateral and multilateral policies that emphasize human rights and democratization and anti-corruption, our military resources may be squandered or, worse, maybe even directed in counterproductive ways. For this reason, I have supported the establishment of an Africa command within the Defense Department, while insisting that its mission be squarely within the broader strategic goals of the United States on the continent. Fourth, we must develop effective policies for dealing with terrorist safe havens, such as the one in the Sahel, where Al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb operates. According to the most recent State Department terrorism report, the organization not only trains, recruits, and operates in the region, it also raises money, including through smuggling. Clearly, confronting this organization requires addressing the root causes that have allowed it to develop and operate, whether they be poverty or corruption or the lack of government support to and presence in the region. We must develop comprehensive policies to confront these safe havens, including the settlement of regional conflicts and an adequate provision of economic and development assistance so local populations can reject terrorist organizations. Fifth, we must help governments in the region in their efforts to confront terrorist organizations. The most recent State Department terrorism report stated that in Mali, the sheer size of the country and the limited resources of the Malian government, quote, hamper the effectiveness of military patrols and border control measures, unquote. The report also indicated that Mauritania, another country where Al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb operates, lacks funding and resources to combat terrorism. In order to combat international terrorist organizations such as Al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb, we need regional strategies that address the capabilities and policies of all affected countries on a bilateral and multilateral basis. We must expand our assistance to these and other countries while ensuring that their counterterrorism policies are consistent with ours and that corruption and human rights abuses do not undermine efforts to combat terrorist organizations. Sixth, we must work closely with our European allies. Al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb is a direct threat to Europe. Our allies have every incentive to work with us. By working to establish mutually agreed upon approaches to counterterrorism, we can develop a strong, coordinated strategy that helps keep all of us safer. And seventh, we must encourage regional institutions to confront terrorism. For example, the African Union has established a Center for Study and Research on Terrorism to combat terrorism throughout the continent. This center and other regional initiatives are worthy of far more attention and support than we have thus far provided. Finally, Mr. President, we must at last recognize that the fight against Al-Qaeda is being undermined by the endless war in Iraq. As the NIE of last April concluded, the war has become a cause célèbre for international terrorists. Moreover, tactics from Iraq are now being used around the world, including including by terrorists in Algeria. As the State Department terrorism report noted, quote, using lessons from Iraq and wanting to reduce the level of casualties sustained in direct confrontation with Algerian security services, the GSPC carried out attacks using roadside improvised explosive devices. In one attack on September 14th, GSPC terrorists killed three Algerian soldiers and wounded two others in a military vehicle near Boumerdes by remotely detonating a roadside IED, unquote. Mr. President, the horrific bombings last week in Algiers and the manifest threat in Morocco should remind us that our national security does not begin and end in Iraq. Indeed, Iraq remains a drain on our national attention and resources and an endless distraction from our real national security priority, which is fighting Al-Qaeda and its affiliates. We cannot ignore the rest of the world to focus solely on Iraq. Al-Qaeda is continuing and will continue to be a global terrorist organization. Contrary to what the administration has implied, Al-Qaeda is not abandoning its efforts to fight us globally so it can fight us in Iraq. No, instead, it is forming alliances with groups like the GSPC, and it is seeking to attack us and our friends and our allies around the world. By downplaying this threat, this administration is ignoring the lessons of September 11th and endangering our nation. Mr. President, I yield the floor.